This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. After more than 3 months under stifling restrictions imposed in response to a second wave of COVID-19 cases, life in Australia's second largest city is slowly about to return to normal. Victoria State Premier Daniel Andrews announced at a news conference Monday most restrictions can be lifted as Melbourne is at zero cases and testing has been effective.
Now is the time to open up. Now is the time to congratulate every single Victorian for staying the course. Now is the time to thank every single Victorian family for being guided by the data, the science, and the doctors.
The announcement comes as Melbourne and the surrounding Victoria state recorded its first 24-hour period without any new coronavirus infections since June 9th. Mexican health authorities acknowledge the country's true death toll from the coronavirus pandemic is far higher than previously thought, saying there were more than 193,000 excess deaths in the year up to September 26th. Of those, more than 139,000 are now judged to be attributable to COVID-19. Mexico's official test-confirmed death toll is only about 89,000, but officials previously acknowledged many people didn't get tested or their tests were mishandled. Buckling under the resurgence of the coronavirus in Europe, the Spanish government declared a national state of emergency Sunday that includes an overnight curfew in hopes of not repeating the near collapse of the country's hospitals. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said the decision to restrict free movement on the streets of Spain between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. allows exceptions for commuting to work, buying medicine, and caring for elderly and young family members. He said the curfew would likely remain in place for 6 months. This is VOA News.